flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Pick your day. Bottle Rock tickets. We're keeping that party rolling. Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Cellars. The first taste of summer. It's like the kickoff. And all this week, we have your one day pick your day tickets. 9.05. We'll get about an hour from now. 12.05 and 5.05. We'll give you keywords. You text those to our text line 20357 and you'll be entered to win a pair of one day pick your day tickets to Bottle Rock May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. That's a good deal. You know, not everybody can spend the whole weekend, so it's nice to be able to pick the day that you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to only one day, it's going to be that Friday. Mm-mm-mm. Little Green Day. I think Sublime's playing too.
I'm in.
I know, right? Right. So now we're going to talk about the Oscars real quick.
Okay.
This is the first glance at this stuff. It's funny because I always think to myself, well, I never heard of that movie. You know, when I look at these things.
Well, that happens a lot with the Oscars, and that's a good thing. Like, there are certain films that you wouldn't have maybe been exposed to.
Right?
And suddenly you're seeking out, what was that one called? Moon? Moon something. Anyway, I wouldn't have seen it, and
Moon,
then I did.
Moonrise Kingdom? Like the old, it's kind of older?
It's not that old, and it was about the gay kid.
Moonlight.
Moonlight?
Wasn't it? It is about the gay kid. Right.
I don't know. I liked it.
Moonlight.
Moonlight was a bunch up for a bunch of Academy Awards.
Yeah.
That's just an example as I'm off the top of my head where
absolutely
I probably
films,
wouldn't have seen that.
Lesser known films. Put up for potential nomination, viewed, nominated, enjoyed by all. The Oscars are airing as of right now. Now, they've actually, today we got the Oscar nominations, and this is a major postponement. I think they were supposed to come out like last Monday, week ago Monday. And so they, you know, LA continues to burn. So I don't know whether or not this date will change, but as of right now, it's scheduled for March 2nd at 4 p.m. Which I wonder when they say 4 p.m. if they mean like there'll be a bunch of red carpet stuff first. Because I think, maybe not though. Maybe they do start it there. But I think usually the ceremony starts at like 5 p.m. our time.
I like that they started early though because and air it here because that for me works. You can be eating dinner and it's already on.
It's on, right. You can let it save up, zip through. Because there's a lot of stuff that's skippable. Well, you know, when they're all hugging each other out in the audience and walking, I would love to not watch that. If I see someone fall, I'll pause it and go back. Mostly people don't fall, though. Remember that time Jennifer Lawrence fell in that dress?
And it's always the people that win the awards for things you don't care about who do a 15-minute long thank you list. Yeah.
Don't care about that. It's a nice thing about letting things build up now. Just zip. Zip right through.
Sometimes there's good ones. I can't think of the dude's name. I think this was Oscars. It was a guy who won an award for the music, and I think he thanked his parents and said, thank you for having instruments in the house instead of screens, because I've been able to get,
because look where I am today,
a life out of this
right.
music thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is bitching. If you're a parent,
that's what you want to
hear.
You're
breaking your arm, patting yourself on the back right now.
Right.
I rule. And you would. That does rule.
Of course, the problem with this day and age is that even people who have instruments all around the house, if there's also screens, the kid wants that.
Well, yeah.
It's hard. It's very, very, it's a layer of difficulty in parenting that no other generation has ever had to deal with.
I even have my 6-year-old will come up and say, I need the screen. And I'll say, absolutely not. And she'll say, but I want to play piano. Why do you need this? Because the screen helps me play piano. That's how I'm learning songs. You are right here. But it's incorporated into everything.
Yes.
So there is an element of that for sure. But I thought that was a cool speech, and I remember hearing it. And he's some Swedish guy. Can't remember his name specifically, but
thanks for having all the instruments around the house.
It made an impression on me. I don't think he had the.
That's my Swedish accent.
I know. He didn't have the beaker accent. Isn't that the guy's name?
No, it's the Swedish chef.
Swedish chef.
Oh, sorry.
Beaker was with the scientist guy.
Yeah, yeah. Beaker was. Did Beaker even talk?
No. Yeah.
So anyway, the Oscar nominations came out. Here's just the big ones. For Best Picture, Anora. Anybody?
No.
The Brutalist. I feel like I've heard that title.
That is the one starring the guy with the big nose. Adrian Brody. That's Adam, Adrian.
Are they any relation? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's right.
And I can that say that because I also have a big nose, yeah. By the way.
Guys with honkers are allowed to point out other people's honkers.
Right.
A Complete Unknown, nominated for Best Picture.
Mm.
That's the Timothée Chalamet. Conclave, which I think is like Ralph Fiennes as the Pope. Or something
churchy thing.
Yeah. Dune Part 2 is nominated. Emilia Perez, which is, it's Selena Gomez is the reason I know that this movie exists, but it's about like a cartel leader who goes for a sex change.
It's also a musical, and it leads with 13 nominations.
Oh.
All the nominations. So it got nominated for, well, you'll go.
Is it in like limited release? And, you know, why? I've heard of it. And
what is it called again?
It's called Emilia Perez. And I only know about this because Selena Gomez is in it.
Oh. It's on Netflix.
All right.
Oh, it's on TV right now. So it must have done a short run in theaters and then it goes to Netflix and it's.
They call it Netflix's musical about a trans drug lord in Mexico.
All right.
So there you go.
Emilia Perez. Well, that is the nice thing about most of these things being streaming now. I mean, that's soon enough. Although I don't think that A Complete Unknown is yet, is it? Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here. Nickel Boys, which I think I might have read that book, if it's the same book. The Substance is nominated for Best Film, which is, it makes me feel like there weren't a lot of things to pick from this year or something, because The Substance is interesting, but it's a horror comedy that gets so gross. I just went, okay, I'm done watching this. I get it.
Well, if you remember, they used to only nominate like 4 or 5 yes. films, and now they doubled that number.
I think
number.
They do 10.
So
right?
I one, think two, that three, four, five. They just flesh out the genres happily, knowing that Substance will never win.
And yet they can be excited that they were nominated
sure.
and they'll show up.
Mm-hmm.
And Wicked. Wicked was great.
The problem I have with Wicked being nominated is we haven't seen the whole movie yet.
Mm.
I don't feel like that's fair.
Because it's a two-parter.
It's a two-parter. And I don't think you can nominate part one.
Well, it turns out you can, I guess. I mean, was Dune part one nominated last year?
Yeah, I think so. It was definitely nominated for some stuff.
Part two is nominated this year. I don't know. Right. I feel you. That makes sense to me. Get it out. It's a two-parter.
I gotta see the end of this thing first. I mean, come on.
What if it ends badly?
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
If they don't end up together and in love, I'm out.
Have you finished Wicked?
I will finish Wicked today. There are parts I've gone back to read again in order to just come to a conclusion today. I am
Vinny is, the ending is very important to Vinny.
I'm alone in that.
You are
yeah,
more than
the ending. Who cares?
No. I mean, the ending being a certain way is very important to you.
Well, look, and I'm joking about this particular book but if I'm following a love story, like La La Land just bummed me out. I'm not into musicals or that musical in particular, but there was a love affair there that they just, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No, you can't.
It just didn't
end. It's 10 years old.
It didn't end correctly for me.
Right.
I want them to end up together.
Here's what he wants. And they lived happily ever after.
I want my happily ever after. You're right.
I know. Can't wait to talk to you about what you thought tomorrow.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
No, zero spoiler. I'm dying to hear what he thinks about the ending of the book.
415 says, Moonlight is the movie that won the best picture, but they accidentally announced La La Land as the winner.
Yeah. Oh,
and then did they have to go back and say, whoops?
No. He got up there. The guy was up there accepting for La La Land, and he looks down at the card and goes, we didn't win. Moonlight won. Moonlight, get up here. Do you remember that? It was maybe six or seven years ago. Was Jimmy Kimmel the host? It was Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty announced it.
And I think he just
looked down and picked one of the people on there.
I liked
La La Land. You didn't get to
It was Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway that were doing the envelopes. And,
wow.
Yeah, that was a moment. I totally forgot that it was Moonlight that won, though.
No more public life for you two.
Yeah, fade out.
Take it home.
Fade away. Okay, so those are the best overall picture. Those are the best pictures. Best performance by an actor in a lead role. Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. Timothée Chalamet for A Complete Unknown. He's also in Dune 2. Like, two of his movies are nominated. Someone named, I do not know, Coleman Domingo for something called Sing Sing. Ralph Fiennes for Conclave and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. Actor in a supporting role, Yura Borisov for Anora. Kieran Culkin in A Real Pain. Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce, The Brutalist. And Jeremy Strong, The Apprentice. For actress in a lead role, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked.
She's good.
She's great in that. Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez. Mm. Mikey Madison for Anora. Demi Moore for The Substance. She is good in it. I don't know if she wins an Oscar for it, but she is good. And Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here. Actress in a supporting role, Monica Barbaro for A Complete Unknown. Barbaro?
I think so.
Isn't she a local that we know from Top Gun 2?
I can't say.
Mm. Ariana Grande for Wicked. Supporting. I felt like the two of them were co-stars, but
she was in Top Gun Maverick.
Oh. Yeah, she's one of the pilots, I think.
Yeah, she was good in that, if that's who it is.
So she's in A Complete Unknown.
I love
as
that
well.
Movie.
Felicity Jones for The Brutalist, Isabella Rossellini for Conclave, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. How about Best Animated Feature Film? These are the nominations. Flow?
I don't know Flow.
Thought maybe you heard of it. Inside Out 2.
That should be nominated for Best Movie. Like,
I don't know why they don't include them.
That is such a great movie. Go on.
Memoir of a Snail.
I don't know all these.
Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, spelled F-O-W-L, and The Wild Robot. You know what's not in there? Moana 2. Uh-oh.
A Flow looks like it's about a kitty.
Oh. And then Memoir of a Snail. And your kids know Wallace and Gromit? That's like that stop motion animation. I love Wallace and Gromit. They're so goofy and fun and silly.
Cheese.
Silly little cheese. So there's that. And then I have the directing. Sean Baker for Anora. Brady Corbett for The Brutalist. James Mangold for A Complete Unknown. We were talking about James Mangold yesterday. He's got some kind of Star Wars project that may or may not be with Ryan Gosling coming up. Emilia Perez, the director was Jacques Odiard.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly said.
Thank you. And the substance was Coralie Farragut. Mm. So there's just a quick overview. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll have done a whole breakdown. How many did this picture get noms for? What about this person? How many other nominations have they had? Oh, it'll be a whole breakdown. The Razzies are, and March 2nd is when the actual Oscars air. So between now and then, try and watch some of these movies. The 2025 nominations for the Razzies, there's a 5-way tie for the most nominations. Borderlands, Joker, Folie à Deux, Madame Web, Megalopolis, and Reagan have 6 each. I don't even remember there being a movie. I assume that's about former President Reagan. Okay.
Yeah, that one's starring Dennis Quaid.
Oh.
No, wait. Dennis? Or, no, Randy's the kook.
Randy's
bird.
The kook.
Okay, so yes, it's Dennis.
Let's see. So there's a whole list. I'll put up the list at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because honestly, they're the Razzies. They're just silly. You get a $4.97 gold sprayed trophy if you win. I just thought this was funny. I wouldn't say we've been following the saga that is the Staten Island Ferry that was purchased by Colin Jost and Pete Davidson.
I feel invested.
I'm with you. Like, I wouldn't say that we're, like, you know, scratching the internet open every day to find out the latest.
No.
But I do go, oh, that. Okay, what now? Didn't they do something on fashion for Fashion Week on it? It's the only time I ever heard of it getting used.
Fashion Week, I think, is happening right now.
In New York? Or
no, in
Paris. Yeah.
Like, it's the
big
one.
Well, they all
one.
Have their, yeah. So,
le
for
biggie.
New York, le biggie.
Uh-huh.
When it was New York Fashion Week, whatever that was, 2 months ago or something, that's when they had some kind of like party fashion designer show out there on their ferry. But it's the only time I've ever heard of them using this thing for anything. They're making a lot of jokes here. These two, they're so funny. Colin Jost is married to Scarlett Johansson. She's all, if anybody out there would like to start a GoFundMe for the Staten Island Ferry, please be my guest. We're just trying to feed our children over here. They say here, ill-advised boat purchases have launched countless domestic disputes, but rarely on the scale of the one between Colin and Scarlett.
Give me $50.
Why?
Because it's Paris week. It's fashion week in Paris right now.
There was
now.
No question about that.
No, I just looked it up.
When you just volunteer information that you are aware of, that's not, you don't get paid for that.
Already
that's
told
just you.
You
being a DJ.
Which is
fleshing out
fashion
the story.
Week in Paris.
All right, Maddie, pay him $50.
Thank you, Maddie. I have PayPal, not Venmo.
I only have the Cash App, so I can't help you.
Fudge.
Colin Jost insists that his investment in this will soon prove its value. I hope you have a good thick pair of gloves at home because someday you're going to be getting so many paper cuts from all the checks that start rolling in from this ferry. It's going to put food on our table, finally. I believe in this ferry. If anyone out there believes in it, please go to the GoFundMe. Which I don't know if they really have one of those.
I'm sure they don't.
Scarlett Johansson says, if we sell it for scrap metal, we could actually, maybe. And then he jumps in and says, that's what you need the gloves for, handling the scrap metal. So they apparently, I think it was Jenna Bush. Hold on, let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, Jenna Bush Hagar. She says, can you just like cut the ropes and let it float out to sea? And Jost is like, could it be let loose just to drift? Yes, 100%. It's one of the things our insurers are worried about. Oh, no, the boat got loose. Anyway, it makes you think about, like, because it's true. I'm sure that there are couples who have fights over boats all the time. It's just that their boat's not on the scale of what
right.
Pete and Colin Jost have done.
Well, couples break up over money. All the time.
It is true. That is it's like maybe the top reason people break up. Maybe not the top reason. But
well, if
it's right up
one
there.
Or the other partner is handling the dough and also has a gambling problem or a shoe problem or what or a surfboard
yes.
problem.
Or just a credit card problem.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Then yes, there is a point where one partner might say, are you sure you need any more? We don't have any more room for surfboards.
Right. So you have to have that one?
I don't. You're right.
But I'm going to get it anyway.
No, I need those shoes.
No, you don't. You're such an unlikely person to be one of these shoe enthusiasts.
Why?
You just don't seem like a guy who's like super worried about what he's got on. That's all. And then, you know, for it to be only your shoes.
And I'm sad Vinny didn't notice I was wearing the Mike McGill Adidas today. You know,
I don't think Vinny's like a shoe guy. Yet.
Okay.
See, nobody, we're the wrong audience for
that. He's got his little signature on the back and everything.
Mike McGill is a skateboarder name that I know from childhood. So I'm very familiar with that. And those guys were around when I would
Bones
go to
Brigade.
I would go to the skate park and they were there.
Oh, that's like, awesome to hear.
Tony Hawk, Mike McGill, Steve Caballero, they would be there. And I, you know, little boy me would be like, my turn, guys. And then they would go ahead, you know, you weren't fast enough, kid. Sorry.
You can't stand there shivering at the top of the ramp. They're just going to come by and knock you out of the way.
I don't think I'm the only guy that has more shoes than their wife.
Yeah, you should sell some of those.
No, they're mine. They're my precious.
Okay. Shoot.
My precious.
You know, I think I might save this Amy Schumer story. It's pretty funny. She's great. And she went on a podcast. She went on Call Her Daddy. Call Her Daddy.
So you're not going to save it?
I.
Well, you're doing it.
I don't really have time. It's just a funny sex confession. So maybe I'll try and do it at 9. If I don't, I'll save it till tomorrow. That'll be a fun one.
Don't
to talk about on
you
Friday.
Dare leave us hanging like that.
I'm going to leave you hanging. It's just a tease to always listen to every word we say on the show because you never know when that Amy Schumer story is going to come up. What you got?
Prime rib after these.
Oh, yum.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is powering up to start 2025 off right.
Woo-woo-woo.
By banking with the community bank, you're contributing to important community efforts to help fuel Bay Area neighborhoods. Explore FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening. Sunny and beautiful and even warmer today than it's been.
Delightful.
So please get outside and soak it up. I mean,
enjoy.
At the end of this winter, if we haven't gotten rain, we're going to go into that drought, you know, fretting. And at least you'll have enjoyed the winter. And the nice days.
Yay.
Well, I mean, that's all we can do.
Right.
You know.
It's not like we can yell at the sky.
Right.
You better start raining soon.
I mean, you can. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. We could do rain dances.
Let's see that.
Let's do it.
Go on.
Well, I mean, I want us to all do it together.
Oh, no. I don't dance. All right. Here's what's happening, everyone. Yeah. This guy. So I have a couple wedding stories here.
Okay. You do love love.
I do. Yeah. You're right.
You had a fun wedding.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Really fun. It's a good time.
Kind of a, well, I mean, my mom fell and got hurt and I had to drive her home. And then I was gone for a while at my own wedding.
Oh, wow.
Because I was the only one that wasn't drinking. So I had...
He drove a few people home.
I better drive her home. And then my Aunt Michelle needed a ride home. I was like, well, all right, let's go. And then sure enough, I get back and everybody's in the bar singing.
It was fun.
That was fun. That part was fun for sure. Anyway, this is one way to ruin the bride and groom's big day.
Oh. Oh, please, why would you want to?
A 52-year-old man named Mark Rower was at a wedding at a country club in Florida last Saturday, and he was waiting in line for his dinner.
Oh.
Prime rib.
Oh, like a buffet. Mm. Okay. That sounds good. Prime rib. Mm.
A man in front of him allowed his young daughter and another girl to join him in line, and Mark was so pissed off because they cut in front of him.
He should have been. You don't cut line.
It's
a wedding.
And they jumped in line with
their
dad.
It's a wedding and we're all going to get dinner. Don't worry about it.
It's always about the kids. It's always about the kids.
Well, yeah.
With you people.
It's not. These aren't like a bunch of strangers. This is a party where the guy's kids jump in line with them.
But it's prime rib and they might get the good rare parts and then he's stuck with the end pieces.
Mark started shouting at the man who let his kids get in line with him.
Oh, geez.
Good for him.
The man ignored him.
Oh, I feel like if you're at a wedding, you just go, all right, you're upset. Why don't you go ahead of me?
He walked over to the man and hit him on the head with a plate.
Oh,
well, I don't approve of that.
The plate shattered.
Oh, this is getting fun.
And a scuffle began.
A scuffle?
With multiple guests. Someone called the police and Mark was arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon for the plate to the dome. Here's Mark, by the way. Here's a picture of him.
Oh. He probably could skip.
He looks hungry. I'll tell you that. I'm not surprised that guy got into a scuffle over some prime rib.
By the way, under the picture I just showed you, it says lawyer arrested. So this guy's a lawyer.
Oh, wow. So he feels like he can take care of this court case.
Everything isn't or is about drinking.
Oh.
You know, in my world, everything's got something that, you know, somehow ties back to. But they say here, it was a dry wedding. This guy was not drunk.
Oh.
He'd not.
Well, he was already pissed off. It's a dry wedding, and now these people are cutting in front of me. The one good thing about it is the food.
Mark was not drunk when he swung a plate at another person in the wedding party. Well, not wedding party, but at the
yes, but it's we are a party of people celebrating, you know, people we love's wedding. It would be even funnier if we found out he was like a crasher.
Oh, he's not even
I could just smell the prime rib from outside, so I came in.
In other
don't
wedding
ruin
news,
people's weddings
I know
like
that's
that.
Awful,
so
dude.
Awful.
Really?
Like, remember when Mark smashed Billy over the head with a plate?
Get yourself under control, dude.
Yeah, you're gonna get your meat. Don't worry. God, you'll live. I can tell.
It's got to get a good piece.
Maddie, you know someone's feeding you for free. Just knock it off. Just wait your turn and get your stuff.
First, there were wedding photographers. Then people started to hire videographers.
Yeah.
Did you have a videographer?
I don't think so. Oh, maybe. I think there was some video. It would have been old-timey, though. I got married in the early 90s when everything still sucked. There was no HD. You know, everything's kind of grainy on videotape. It was on tape.
A site called Wed Society asked thousands of vendors across the U.S. to predict the top wedding trends for 2025. So we're early in the season. I mean,
but people are planning it.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
Yeah.
For their summer or fall weddings.
Booking all the stuff. You got to get all that stuff set.
Number one top wedding trend is a wedding content creator.
Oh, like now we have a website about our wedding?
Real-time, authentic, highly engaging social media-style content. They're usually hired in addition to photographers and videographers.
So they take the stuff that those guys produce and they make it into
posts.
Stories and posts and things that you can share on social media.
It's like a social media director. Yep. I mean, you know, every celebrity has one. And
God, wouldn't that
do.
Be so helpful? I'd be all over Instagram if there was someone to take care of it for me.
You know, you could just snap a picture of yourself and then post it.
I've done that. I did it. I did recently post three things.
I don't believe you.
I did.
I didn't.
It was at
I have
for
not
Winterland.
Seen anything? Oh,
I posted those
Winterland
two pictures
was 2 months ago.
It was maybe a month and a half ago.
All
I put
right.
those two pictures. No, was that Winterland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Winterland. There was that.
That's your last post.
And then I posted the wrapping room, the present wrapping room. which is also a laundry room. That's on my Instagram, Clarky Clark. Don't worry. I will not bother you. Go ahead. You can sign up.
And the top wedding trends to look out for this year are wedding content creator, number one, smaller wedding parties. Just a few bridesmaids and groomsmen, not 20 of them.
That's an expense for those individual people. So more than it is for you. You just pick out the dress and then they have to buy it.
How many bridesmaids how big was your wedding party?
Pretty big. I had my sister, my cousin Stephanie, my girlfriend Leslie, my cousin Diane. Actually, I had two of my cousins and John's sister Linda. I think I had six. My sister was my maid of honor.
Linda was in your wedding party?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder she's on your payroll now. I get it.
Well, I mean, we were all in our 20s at that point.
Then. Right.
Yeah, she's not just on my payroll. I've adopted her.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense now. And realize you were so close these years.
We're not that close.
Wow. Smaller wedding parties. Film style photography. Photos that look like they were shot with an old school camera.
Isn't that what filters are for? I think you got to get your photos taken nice, clean and crisp and then put your filters over them.
I think that's what they're doing. They have a digital photographer.
I wouldn't know. I guess I thought you just bought like an old timey, you know, well, let me just crank this thing, Shay.
No.
Capture all your images.
Photos that look like they were shot with an old school camera.
Right.
Mismatched bridesmaid dresses. Two of you wear this and two of you wear that.
You know.
Is that what they mean?
I don't know.
Or wear what you want.
Yeah, it could be a wear what you want kind of thing. Like just wear a dress that actually flatters you. My niece got married and all the girls wore the same color dress, but they got to buy it in whatever style they wanted.
Oh, nice.
And it was great. They all looked really cute in it. And they all had matching shoes dyed to the same color as the dress.
Oh.
That's what you do.
Is that what you do?
That's what, yes. Okay. I believe, I don't know if they still do that, but you go and you select from all the high heels they have available and you pick them out and then they're all white and then they dye them the color of the dress.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then your feet end up that color as well, I would imagine.
No, I don't. Well, maybe.
Doesn't bleed once you're out there on the floor cutting up a rug?
I don't know. Maybe. I didn't notice.
Multiple wedding dresses are also on the list of top wedding trends for 2025.
One's
not enough.
You get
married in the first one, and then you change into a more comfortable wedding dress for the reception.
Oh.
But it's still a wedding-style dress.
Right. That's
a waste of money is what that is.
Yeah, it's what the bustles are for, right? There's the train, and then there's all these hooks, and it's like an elaborate framework of a way to get that thing up off the ground.
Last dances.
Oh, like the first dance and the last dance?
You have the first dance, but then you also close the night with the last dance.
That's in West Virginia, every wedding ends with Country Roads. All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you end your wedding with Country Roads?
I do not recall. I don't think we did, but it's definitely like that's a thing. Like, that's a thing.
Was that guy even from West Virginia?
John Denver? No.
He's from Denver.
But, so you don't think he's a fraud?
Really liked that area, and he wrote a nice song about it.
Yeah. He got a few details wrong, but, you know.
All right. Last dances. It's what the kids are doing.
Okay.
Experiential weddings. These are the top wedding trends for 2025. Unique events or experiences for your guests to take part in before or after your wedding.
Mm.
Custom dance floors, like wrapping it with your initials or your wedding logo.
Oh, that your social media director came up with for you?
We have a wedding logo now? I had no idea.
Drone footage.
How would you like to have a drone flying overhead catching you from all angles?
I love it. I think it's great. I want drone choreography as well. Lights.
Themed dress codes round out your top 10 new trends, wedding trends for 2025. Themed dress codes, like everyone dresses up in 1920s garb.
You know... This is great. Have the wedding that you want to have. I think it's wonderful. But I really feel like every single friggin' thing now is just to feed your social media. I feel like no one is having events just to connect with other people and to create memories. It's all about, I need to take pictures of this and post it on social media so that the people I didn't invite can be jealous that they weren't there.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like, don't you just want to dance and party with your friends?
Yes.
Shouldn't that be like the goal is just dance and party with your friends?
Yeah. I actually feel like our kids, people of a certain age, they're missing out on what real life is. They'll never experience it the way that we did.
If you can manage your booze, it's about having a bunch of drinks too.
Sure.
Unless you're me, and then if you can
manage if you can manage your drinks, it isn't about having a bunch of drinks.
Another water, please.
I'll take some near beer.
I don't even let myself get near that.
Oh, Maddie likes the fake beers. Yeah. I usually buy them an assortment.
No, I mean, people do what they do.
Right. None of this. Poof.
The average American hasn't changed their pizza order in 2 years.
I change it all the time.
What's your go-tos, both of you?
Well, it depends on where I'm going. If I go to
that's
Pizza
true.
Hacker, I'm going to get the Romeo, which is meatballs. So good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like there's certain lesser pizza places that I would say, put a bunch of stuff on that. And if it's a good pizza, like one that I'm really into, I'll say just cheese.
Cheese pizza.
I'm good with that. But if salt or even Tabasco sometimes, chili flakes will work. But if I know they're going to put good cheese on it and if they have a good sauce, I'm all about just cheese.
Yeah.
If I know it's one of those sort of lesser places, I'll be like, all the stuff.
Yeah. I like to get a few different ones and then try other slices, you know? I don't like flavor fatigue.
Midwesterners have a reputation for being the least experimental with food. And that's true for pizza, too. Of all the 50 states, Michigan is the state least likely to spice up their pizza order.
Oh. Just like, I'll take plain or pepperoni.
Some of the people in Michigan say, I've never tried a new pizza combination. I get this and that's what I eat.
Oh. Well.
That's weird.
I bet pineapple's not that big there.
Yeah.
Remember the first time I ever heard of pineapple was this girl that her name was Christy Banks.
Hey, Christy.
That was her radio name.
And oh.
Yeah. We worked at this station in Orlando together and she was like, go order me, you know, from Domino's or whatever. Order me pineapple pizza. I was
gross. Did
what?
You say gross?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She goes, hang on, hold that. And then I tried it and I went, well, Christy.
You're not dumb after
You're
all,
not
Christy.
You're dumb after all, Christy. You dumb, dumb, dummy head.
In 20 states, the preferred order is regular old pepperoni pizza. In 18 states, it's meat lover's pizza. In 8 states, it's a supreme pizza. I don't know what the difference is.
Is that like everything?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like all the veg, all the...
Okay.
Supreme. It just seems like there's just too much that's going to fall off the pizza. I like a manageable slice of pizza. You know what I like? That is, I feel like, a new trend in pizza? Salad on top of my pizza.
Ugh.
Massachusetts is the only state that's off the beaten path slightly with a preference for veggie pizza.
Oh, well, pepper onion is huge there. I do find it hard to believe, though, that pepperoni didn't win.
Yeah, I'm really surprised to hear. I mean, just the East Coast in general.
What is happening?
Who's ringing?
Who's ringing? Is it me?
It's got to be you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I have nothing.
I don't have any alerts.
I'm not.
We're just so popular, you guys. So just deal with it.
I'm off, and I don't have.
Probably me. I guess it's me. I don't know.
Mine buzzes.
Come on, Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Bill Danoff wrote Take Me Home Country Roads for John Denver.
Oh, is Bill Danoff
you
from
know
West
that?
Virginia?
No.
West
you didn't
Virginia?
Know that?
Oh, I knew it was written for him. I don't know the guy's name or anything.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Do you listen to Take Me Home Country Roads at least once a day?
Not once a day, but it's in my playlist. And I have like me first in the Gimme Gimme's version and, you know, a couple different things. Yeah. I like every version of it.
You know, this guy, Pat, that I'm in a band with, he's just a friend. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for a really long time. His name's Pat and he plays guitar. She's a guy.
Pat rules. Come
Pat
on.
Does rule. I know. Well, I'm just trying to, you know, anyone just joining the, like, who's this Pat guy? Oh. This guy, Pat, who's in my band. He freaking loves that song so much. I have performed that song 50 freaking times at various events.
Well, that's one I'll join in a jam on.
I'm aware. I'm sure we have sung it together.
Oh, yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's one. Have you guys, 415 says, have you ever tried Indian pizza? So delish. Midwestern transplant here, listening from San Francisco.
What do you mean? You're talking my language. Indian food and pizza?
Yeah, I don't know what's on it, though. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I do not know. Is it just like naan? Is it made with naan?
According to my AI overlord, Indian pizza is a flatbread pizza that combines two flatbreads and sauce and is often topped with a variety of spices and vegetables. And it says it's a staple of Bay Area food culture.
We need to get us some of that. It's a staple of our food culture here in the place we live, in our culture.
But imagine tandoori or butter chicken on top of a pizza. That's what that is.
I'll eat that.
Or the paneer, that cheese. Oh, yeah.
South Bay 408 says, I'm a dude that got married 2 years ago. I changed from a black tux jacket at the ceremony to a green paisley jacket for the reception.
Oh, fun.
Got great responses from the guests.
Well, and a lot of likes on Instagram, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, one of the things I heard, like, in my mind, it was great to get married. All that stuff was fun, or the kids and the, but one of my favorite things was my brother stole my phone, took pictures with all the guests flipping me off, and I didn't know till the next day. So as I pick my phone up, I look at it, and there's Sarah giving me the middle finger with my brother. Mm-hmm. And then my other brother's got a pic. And they did this with 50 people. That.
Yeah, everybody.
And I'm looking at it, I'm laying in bed going, when did they? How did they? I love
That's super fun.
It was so fun. I was like, I really love that.
We had those disposable cameras at our wedding. Which,
that's fun, right? Because they've had to drink, the more funny positions they're getting into. But that was the olden days when you had to like go drop those off at the developer.
Yeah, but my brothers had to do a couple junk pictures and slip them in.
Oh, obviously. Wiener pictures?
Oh, yeah.
When you say junk, you mean wiener.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like this one's junky.
No, down the pants. Ah,
oh.
Well, I mean, you know, who doesn't want to see their brother's junk?
I don't.
You sure?
I don't.
Makes me feel bad.
Look, it's giving you the finger.
707 says, does Vinny know that Inside Out 2 and Wild Robot both? That's how they spelt it. Oh. Both lost the Golden Globe Award to a film called Flow, which is the one about the cat.
Yeah. I wonder what's up with that.
I don't know. The cat movie must have been great, but I...
You want me to send you that list so you can do the... check it out. Show your kids.
I'm definitely going to remember to watch Flow.
As long as you remember.
ASAP.
So. Man, like Memoirs of a Snail was another one. There were a few in there.
415 says, Vin, didn't some drunk guy try to fight your old producer at your wedding? Yes, I believe that happened. I was told about that later. I wasn't really aware that there was some friction. But for that guy's, lucky for the guy, the drunk guy, our old producer didn't kick his head in.
Right. Because he was capable of head kicking in.
Yes.
Yeah. Not everyone knows that, you know. Someone's just standing there minding their own business and they're actually a tightly wound deadly weapon.
Yeah. That's anyway. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, hold on. I'm sure there's something. Oh, how about a pair of bottle rock tickets? How
yes,
about
please.
That, huh?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.